Good afternoon, everyone. It is Michelle Chambers, and you are listening to Spilling the Tea, where we talk, engage, and hopefully activate the community after we've had a wonderful conversation. I'm super excited today to welcome Miss Fort Wayne, Sydney Bridges.
We're having a quick pause. We're showing pictures of Sydney.
Sydney is 19 years old. She's a freshman at Huntington University, majoring in nursing. Yes, my mother was a nurse. She's been a member of the Voices of Unity Youth Choir here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. She was U.S. National Miss Indiana Teen 2018, Miss, that's M-I-S-S, Indianapolis mm-hmm. Black Expo 2018, and U.S. National Miss Hoosier State Teen 2019. Okay. That's a lot of beautiful titles.
That is a lot of titles.
She now holds the title of Miss Fort Wayne 2020 for the Miss America organization and will be competing for Miss Indiana in July of 2020, right now this year. As Miss Fort Wayne, she travels around the community doing community services and speaking engagements. Her social impact initiative for her reign is Defy and Conquer, encouraging our youth to overcome their obstacles and dream big. Let me read that again. Her social impact initiative for her reign is Defy and Conquer, mm-hmm. encouraging our youth to overcome their obstacles and dream big.
Yes.
So important. So today I'm going to wear my hostess slash local councilwoman at large hat and talk to Sydney about the importance of young people voting. Mm-hmm. I am so happy that you have picked up this initiative. This is a presidential year. It is a critical year that all votes count. No matter what your party affiliation is, it is critical that we all exercise the right to vote. Yes. So tell me about your experience and why you find that it's important for young people, millennials, to vote.
Yes. So actually last year, in my senior year of high school, I was on the Mayor's Youth Engagement Council. And actually something big that my director, Karen Richards, focused on was voter registration. And so we were able to have a few people come in and talk. So I think that was my first time really being introduced to the concept of the importance of the youth voting. Mm-hmm. And then I am also in college. And so being in college, I hear a lot of, you know, political talk. A lot of us have opinions about what's going on in the world. But then I also find that we didn't even vote in the previous election. So we're complaining about what's going on and we have these opinions, but then we're not taking the step to use our voice and vote. So I found that kind of interesting. And so when I was approached with the want of me to take on this initiative, I wholeheartedly wanted to do it because I have seen a few issues pop up and I just want to really get the word out to my generation of the importance of voter registration.
So what have you discovered that during this pandemic that's happening right now, it's going to change the voting situation a little differently? We customarily, we go in and we pull the lever, but because we're living in a pandemic, we have the COVID-19 disease that is going around because of the virus itself. Mm-hmm. How are they dealing with that locally in reference to being able to vote?
So something that I actually learned about maybe 2 weeks ago was about the absentee ballot, the ability to maybe not be able to leave your house and go to the polls if you're not comfortable going to the polls, but still having that ability to use your voice with an absentee ballot. And I think the deadline for that is the 21st. Mm-hmm. So that is something that I think is very important that we get out the message that just because you cannot go to the polls, just because mm-hmm. you can't get out and do the traditional voting thing, you can still go through with an absentee ballot.
That is true. Let me double check that date real quick about the voting. Let's see. Voter registration ends May the 4th. And let's see how long you have to, are you saying?
The absentee ballot deadline
is April 21st.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Okay, good. It's good to double check. Okay, good deal. And I don't believe that our younger people realize that they literally can make a request to get an application to sign up for absentee ballot. And you still create impact at the polls.
So I looked up today the past voting stats, and I found that in Allen County, actually, without the virus, a lot of people still submitted absentee ballots. Our numbers in Allen County for absentee ballots are still high. So I would only imagine the amount of people that may feel some relief knowing that they can still do that and still get their voice heard.
Yeah, I think that's really important that sometimes our younger people are transient, you know, and they don't feel like that they can vote or get there to vote. But what I like to always share with the young people, if you don't have a permanent residency, you should consider just making your parents' home your permanent residency. You get all your important mail there, and then you can always vote and always be able to sign up to get your absentee ballot. It's a wonderful thing. You should always exercise your vote so you can be a part of the change process.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do or continue to do? Thank you for agreeing to meet with me today and share the information that you're learning about absentee ballots and how important it is to vote. What have you been doing thus far to help to get that, to spread the word, to get the information out?
Yes. Yeah, so something that I just posted maybe 2 days ago was a video getting out some important dates about voting, making sure that everyone knows that their vote matters. I think a big issue is people feeling like it's just one vote. I don't have to vote. Everyone has that same mentality of it's just one vote. Then imagine the impact that could be made if everyone said, oh, it's just one vote, actually voted. So getting that out through my video and also letting them know that these are the deadlines for voter registration and these are the deadlines for the absentee ballot. And this is when the primary election takes place. That was big. And so I was able to get that out through my social media. And I looked earlier and it had like 250 some views. So that's a lot of people to reach. And
yeah, that's a lot of people to reach. How many followers do you have?
I do not know through Facebook, but on Instagram, it's like 1,250.
So that's at least 10% of the people that are following you have information now on absentee ballots. That is great. Good job. Yes. Very good. Very good. I always love to give the story that our existing mayor here in Fort Wayne, when he ran for council office, initially, he had lost an election. I think it was by 5 votes. And I might be a little off in my numbers, but this is how minuscule and how important it is for people to vote. So they did a recount, and he ended up winning, I think, by 2 or 3 or something like that. You know, and that's why it's so critical that elections can be literally decided by one vote.
Yes.
That's why every vote counts.
Yes.
Yeah, it really
does. I also tell the story of I registered last year because I'm 19. So when I turned 18, that was my first year to vote. Mm-hmm. So I thought that I registered and I got to the polls and they're like, you're not registered. So now I also reiterate the fact to double check. And it's simple. You can just go to indianavoters.com and type in your information. It'll tell you. And I checked this year because my mom and I were so excited. It's like my first voting experience. And we got there. And I wasn't actually registered.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to double check.
It's very important. Why don't you want to repeat that website again that they can go to check their registration?
IndianaVoters.com.
Yep, that's a very important. And there's also that you can, there's an app that you can download that I love to keep on my phone when people be like, oh, I don't know if I'm registered. Well, let's check. It is so simple to check. And you can even register online with that app. So it's a wonderful app to have, indianavoters.gov. Go there, go into the app store, and you can download your information, pardon me, the app. And you, anybody you come across, you can get them registered. You can show them how to check their voter registration. It is a very useful app. Very, very useful. So I love the fact that you're getting the word out and your messaging because again, you're in your reign and your initiative is to defy and conquer. You're encouraging our youth to overcome their obstacles and big dreams. Tell me how you decided that that would be your, for your reign, that that would be your initiative. Why is that important to you?
That is actually a very important initiative to me. Being in pageants, you can kind of choose a range of issues, but to choose something that is related to my life experience is what helps me want to promote that more, want to get out into my community. My parents got divorced when I was 6 years old. I'm the youngest of 4 kids. So my mom raised us. And so just overcoming that obstacle, realizing, you know, I might have to work a little bit harder for my scholarships, a little bit harder to go to college and to just achieve my dreams, but knowing that I can do that if I realize that I possess that strength and that I can overcome anything that I come up against is why that I chose that as my social impact initiative. Mm-hmm. And so it's something that's very important to me.
Wonderful. I think that's very important. It can be create impact. That's why it's so impactful. And I'm really happy that you are getting the word out about the importance of voting. It's very, very important. Is there anything else you want to share with our general audience? You know, your social media tags or what do you have coming up if you're going to be somewhere? I know we're in a pandemic and probably your personal appearances are far and few in between right now, but share with us what your social calendar is like and how we can follow you and keep up with you.
So you can follow me and keep up with me on my Instagram. My personal Instagram is Sydney.Bridges. And then my title holder Instagram is Miss Indiana_Miss Fort Wayne. And then on Instagram, it's just Miss Fort Wayne Sydney Bridges. And then my personal is Sydney Bridges. So you can contact me and find me on any of those platforms. And also you will find in all of my social media bios, you'll find my Children's Miracle Network link, which is the Miss America organization's national platform. So that is working with any children's hospital across the country. And so all the money donated to me will go to Riley Children's Hospital because they work on making sure that all the funds people donate to a title holder in their state goes to the children's hospital in that state. Mm-hmm. So that is what you'll find, and that's what I'm still working on. And Miss Indiana has been moved to July 6th to the 11th.
Okay. So, is there any preparation that you have to do in advance for Miss Indiana? Or are you?
Yes. So I am actually preparing my talent. I sing, and so I'm preparing for that talent. And then I have to do interview prep. So every Sunday with my directors, I'm on a FaceTime, lasts about 2 hours, and we are working through my interview, making sure that I am sounding eloquent, getting out my points, and also being relatable. I also have a team, KK Kokanine, so I communicate with her. So being a big sister, being a role model is a part of this role. Mm-hmm. And so that is something that I found to be very important.
Okay, good deal. Well, you know, here locally in Fort Wayne, we want to be able to support you. So what I would like for you to do after our interview is to please email me all of your social media tags so I can make sure that I tag you and everything and get this video together and get the word out. So let's just close the interview again with a summary of those important dates about absentee ballots, where people can go and get registered to vote. Please share that information with us one more time.
Yes, so with absentee ballots, that deadline is the 21st. The deadline to register for voting is still on the 4th of May, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so the absentee ballot deadline is going to be on the 21st. And so in order to register, just go to indianavoters.com. I think Ms. Michelle also mentioned an app that could be downloaded for that as well. Mm-hmm. So find that, I'm sure, in any of your app stores that you have. And just make sure that you're voted, that you're registered and that you're voting, and spread the word to your friends and your peers, because everyone's vote truly does matter. You don't know the difference and the impact that you have. So that's very important.
And I know that to be true, very much so, having been a history maker myself, being elected as the first African-American woman to serve at large on Fort Wayne City Council. And I only run that position, a lot of hard work, by I think like 530 votes, something like that, very slim margin. So, but I won. So that's the most important thing. So as Sydney has shared with us, those are critical dates. Don't forget that voter registration, it does end on May the 4th. And the primary election day will be June the 2nd, 2020.
One more thing before we go. I mentioned my Children's Miracle Network link earlier, but I didn't mention the goal that you'll find. So I'm my goal is to raise $2,000 for that, for Children's Miracle Network. So I just wanted to get that out there.
And we're, so, again, they can, is that link at all of your social medias?
Mm-hmm.
Is it on all your social
media?
Okay, good deal. Yes. So don't forget to be able to donate for the Children's Miracle Network, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good deal. To be able to follow Sydney, and we want to send good vibrations and good energy that she wins the Miss Indiana crown this year in 2020. That your reign continues to reign further and further, and one day you will be Miss America. I know this to be true. Yes. Yes. So we will end that there. So again, thank you for joining me, Michelle Chambers, at Spilling the Tea, where we talk, engage, and hopefully activate at the end of the